an awesome guy. What an awesome player. So honored to play with that guy. So honored to get to know him and his family. I can't say enough good things about him. Him and his family, he's got great morals, great ethics, great work ethic. Tremendous guy. He's going to be great wherever he goes. So for the Patriots, we move on, you know. As sad as that is, it's exciting too. We move on to the thrills of the season.
How difficult is it for you to digest this Logan's departure?
It's all coming off pretty quickly. So really, I just reflect, you know, he's an awesome guy, great person, and he's going to continue to be those things. And I surely hope to have a great, you know, relationship with him as we go ahead, you know, forward in life. But, you know, as the Patriots go, he's not here anymore, so we worry about what we can worry about.
Guys on the offensive line have said, you lean on some guys, and one guy you would lean on would be Logan. With him not here, where does that lean go to?
What do you mean by lean on?
Like, if there was a question, he had been here the longest, if the question how to do things, he would probably be the one to ask.
Yeah, well, he's certainly an expert in all things football, but, you know, we have a lot of guys with a lot of good experience. You know, Dan Connolly and Ryan Wendell and Sebastian Vollmer, and there's a whole list of guys that really know what they're doing, so we can definitely get by.
Is there an opportunity for you to step into leadership?
The way I kind of view leadership is just to do my job the best that I can. If that influences people, I hope it does. But that's kind of the role that I see myself in.
Do you have a favorite memory of Logan?
A ton of memories. Yeah, I think our relationship will continue on after this.
Nate, as a professional, you understand the business side of football for people. You mentioned, you know, his attributes as a family man, someone who's rooted in the community. How difficult is it to reconcile with that part of it? Knowing that it is a business, yet at the same time, you know, families.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. When you start thinking about the ramifications of the business transactions, families and communities and things like that. But like I said, he's going to be part of that community still. You know, he'll do great in Tampa, and so I don't think that's an issue, really.
Nate, what was the biggest thing you took from him in terms of his leadership? What was the biggest two character traits you took from him?
He was just extremely genuine. And he still is. I mean, he's an extremely genuine person, an authentic. He does what he says. Everything about the guy is genuine and authentic.